Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about Treasury Decision 9689. This one is not as famous as some of the court cases we cover, but it unlocks a real and significant benefit for property owners who do renovations. It is the regulation that makes the partial disposition strategy work. Let me start with a scenario you will recognize. You own a commercial building. You bought it 10 years ago, the roof was part of the purchase price, and it has been depreciating on your books ever since. Now the roof is failing, and you need to replace it. You spend a large amount of money putting on a brand new roof. Here is the question. What happens to the old roof on your tax return? Before these regulations were finalized, the answer was murky. Some taxpayers just started depreciating the new roof and left the old one sitting on the books, still depreciating the old cost even though the old roof no longer existed. That is obviously not right, but there was no clear rule forcing the issue. Treasury Decision 9689 fixed that. Effective January 1st of 2014, the rules say that when you retire a structural component, such as a roof, a plumbing system, or an HVAC unit, you are allowed to recognize the loss on whatever basis was left in that component. You write it off in the year you remove it. That is the partial disposition election. The regulation also gives you a toolbox for figuring out what the old component was worth. You can use what it actually cost when it was first built or installed. You can use a pro rata share of the total building cost. You can use a discounted cash flow model. Or you can use any other reasonable method that makes sense for the facts you have. The key is that you use a systematic, supportable approach. Now, here is where a cost segregation study becomes a setup for all of this. A study does not just accelerate your depreciation. It also builds a component-by-component record of your building. Every major system gets its own cost and its own depreciation schedule. The carpet, the HVAC units, the electrical panels, the specialty plumbing, the finishes. Each one is tracked individually. When you later replace one of those components, you already know exactly what basis was left in the old one. The study did the work. You do not have to estimate or argue with the IRS about what the old roof was worth. You have a clean, contemporaneous record. The partial disposition election becomes simple. Without a study, you have one big number for the whole building and no way to carve out the individual piece you are replacing. The partial disposition benefit is technically available, but without the records to support it, most property owners leave it on the table. There is one important planning note. Treasury Decision 9689 works together with the General Asset Account Regulation, which we cover in a separate episode. If you have pulled your building components into a general asset account, the no-loss rule in that regulation can block the partial disposition deduction. So the sequence matters. Understand how your assets are tracked before you plan around this strategy. The bottom line is this. Treasury Decision 9689 says that when you replace a building component, you do not have to carry a ghost on your books. You get to write off the old one. A cost segregation study creates the paper trail that makes that write-off easy, clean, and defensible. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this regulation connects to your own property, take a look at the authority library in your report.